You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, February 17th show. I build a network of elite industry professionals, each week sharing their knowledge and expertise to my listeners. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. To talk with my guest or connect with them, please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And next guest, right here in studio, I have Keith Medley and Brian Walker with Final Phase Inspection, how to spot hidden issues on flipped homes. Well, thanks you guys for coming back. I love having you here representing the inspection space and the wealth of knowledge that both of you have. So thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Tina.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
You're welcome, Brian. A little bit about both Keith and Brian. Keith Medley is born and raised in the Pacific Northwest, giving him firsthand experience with the changing weather's patterns and the seasonal issues that affect our homes and our lives. Keith began working in the residential construction industry over 30 years ago. And with the experience gained from over 1,000 inspections and 5 years of continued business growth, Keith continues to guide and develop a final phase inspection as a premier care. Keith is also a member of the leadership team and strategic partner with Legacy Success Alliance, an organization focused on protecting our seniors and families by empowering individuals to save time, money, and reduce stress while creating peace of mind and successful legacies for all generations. And Brian Walker was also born and raised in the Northwest and also has 30 years experience as a contractor serving the needs of the Puget Sound homeowners. His extensive knowledge and hands-on experience, including remodels, repairs, and new construction, as well as restoration for fire and water damage. With hundreds of successful home inspections and years of experience as a licensed home inspector and structural pest inspector, Brian is a proud member of the Final Phase Inspection team heading up the South End operations. And I love saying Linden to Lacey. That's the areas that they work over at Final Phase Inspection. And excited about the topic. We haven't brought this into studio with you guys yet. So first time in all the years that you guys have represented the inspection space here for my show. How do you spot hidden issues on flipped homes? Now, in current real estate market of historical low inventory and historically high home prices, we are seeing more and more homes being renovated or flipped, with property addresses critical to potentially dangerous issues. Learning how to spot hidden issues on flipped homes will save you a significant waste of time and money and stress, because wasted time and wasted money is a stressed out life.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, Keith, what do you mean by hidden issues?
Well, let's preface this. First, hidden issues is just something we can't see. But remember, we're talking about a flipped home. And a flipped home is really a situation where somebody has purchased a property with the sole intention of selling it for more money than they purchased it for. This can be an investor, a contractor. People that own their homes and remodel it to sell it is not typically what we refer to as a flipped home. But a hidden issue on a flipped home can be something that is simply was not disclosed.
Yeah.
And it could be accidentally not disclosed, and it could be intentionally not disclosed. In many cases, issues just can't be seen. Other cases we find, and this is really the issue we're talking about today, is where issues are intentionally not disclosed and then intentionally hidden, meaning effort has been placed to hide something that was wrong with the house, ultimately resulting in many different conditions. In some cases, they will come to light maybe during a home inspection. In some cases, they're hidden to the point that as a home inspector, they're difficult to find. But these hidden issues typically, remember that contractors are professionals and they're professional hiders if they want to. So they can hide things in a way that...
And you're saying not everybody has integrity.
Not everybody does. There are many, many wonderfully flipped homes. But there are cases, and Brian will address this as well, but there are cases where they're forced into a situation where can they make money or can't they? And if they find that they can't make money, the first way to do it is to spend a little to hide it rather than spend a lot to fix it.
Yeah, pretty scary. So, Brian, why are we seeing more hidden issues on flip homes right now? What is causing this to escalate?
Well, it seems the main key to this discussion is the market and its condition.
Uh-huh.
Low inventory, as we see prices start to skyrocket in some of these markets. Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty much flippers and investors are almost completely out of the core area.
Yes.
It's just because prices are in the millions. So what that's doing is it's forcing people out, mm-hmm. and they're looking at more distressed properties. They're paying more for them. Where is your first-time home buyer at? The same place that all these investors are at.
Yeah.
So there's a big fight for these homes. So when an investor gets there, he may have spent more than what he thought, or he or she thought they were going to spend,
uh-huh.
and now their margin for repair is much less.
Got it.
So what that does is that tends to make them want to come up with some creative ways to fix things, mm-hmm. or a little more paint here, I think, will make this look fine.
Yeah. Wow.
So you want to, when you walk up to it, you want to make sure and be careful what you're looking at. And a lot of these investors now, they'll get wholesale properties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they're on auction, they can't go look at them.
Yep.
So they're taking a really big risk.
And then they're passing that risk on to the new buyer if they can get away with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any chance they get.
Yeah.
So, and it's, I don't want to believe that people are intentionally being less integrity.
But there are some.
Although I think people are being forced into this position.
Yeah.
And so it makes the whole buyer beware much larger sign than
normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
true. So, Keith, what is the best way to spot these issues even during a quick initial walkthrough?
You know, that's really what we hope to share with your listeners is that 10 to 15 minute walkthrough that you're going to get with your realtor or by yourself when you swing by that house is really the time to try and make some decisions. You know, time is so limited for all of us right now, so that deciding to move forward or not could mean the difference of, did you see something that makes you question the condition, the integrity of this purchase. So the best way to do it is to follow a very simple process. In 10 to 15 minutes, a buyer can walk up to a house, spend 2 minutes walking around the outside. Most people don't do that. They go in through the front door and forget so much of what you can see and learn happens on the outside of the house.
Yes, makes sense.
And it's not what you see when you're looking eye level at things. Look down at your feet and look up, because that's where most of the issues are, foundation-wise, roof-wise, you know, things like that. The other thing is to leverage some very simple tools when you're out there looking. You don't need to be a home inspector at all, and you don't have to carry a tool belt. Your keys are a great tool to tap on siding or probe something that may not look right. We certainly don't want to encourage people to stick their fingers through damaged siding, but a key could say that, boy, there is damage here, and we can certainly see it by testing and tapping. The other thing is use your eyes, your nose. Mm-hmm. Are there a bunch of plug-in scent blocks? Are they trying to hide smells? Is there a dehumidifier running down in the basement of a daylight basement, meaning that there may be issues? So look for the signs. Look beyond. We call it the creamy center, right? There are things that aren't aesthetic that really should give an indication as to conditions. And lastly, and I'll reiterate this, look up, look down, look outside of your primary level scope of field, because that's where you'll see things.
Yeah, okay. So, Brian, what about the most common hidden issues that are found on the outside of the house?
Well, let's start by talking about siding. Obviously, I'll use LP siding as an example because it's the most known to have issues. So a lot of times when you walk up to a house, generally with LP siding, it has grain to it. There's a grain pattern stamped into it. I go around the house sometimes and I see smooth spots. Well, that shouldn't be there. More than likely, they may have had a little bit of damage.
Okay.
Cleaned it out and then puttied it over, maybe caulked it and painted it. These are really good indications that there may be an issue, an underlying issue. Another thing you do, it's really easy because when you're walking around, like Keith was talking, look up, look down. Generally, the lower portions are going to show on the face of the siding, where as you're walking through, you can also look up at the bottom of the siding. And if you see swelling or see some fat siding when it shouldn't be, you know that you could have possibly a bigger issue than you may consider. You can also go around, like Keith said, you don't want to go around and push your finger through the siding and
yeah.
damage people's homes. Although you can push on it a little bit and feel that softness, all that siding and those materials should be rigid and hard. And if they're not, if they have if there's some flex, there could be more there.
Okay.
The other thing you want to look at is the roof. And a lot of times, obviously, all roofs have some sort of color. And as long as they're not black to start with, it's really easy to identify some things. So if you have darker, splotchy areas on a mm-hmm. roof with maybe brown or white, that could be a matter that somebody's pressure washed it. Or you could have brand new roofing in a spot. And that could mean repairs.
Uh-huh.
It'll question things in the attic.
Okay.
So, and you want to know if there's issues in the attic. The best way to look is, again, using Keith's reference, look up.
Yes.
The ceiling and the top of the walls are going to be your best indicator if there's issues. Fresh paint, mm-hmm. That's the same as putting scent blocks, in the house to make it smell better.
Yeah.
If you see fresh paint, I always look a little harder.
Yeah, okay.
So it's that's what I see on the exterior.
So, Keith, what about you, other major issues on the outside of the home?
Well, there's really two other main ones that we're running into. The first one being foundation issues, cracks in the foundations and potentially settling sections of homes.
Uh-huh.
Typically on the outside of a house, you're only going to see a few inches of the exposed concrete wall when you're outside. And again, we don't encourage people to go, crawling through someone else's crawl space.
Yeah.
But on the outside, if you see signs of cracks, a significant crack for reference, if you can take your pinky finger sideways and stick it in that crack, then it's a relevant crack.
Okay.
The other thing to look for is not only the one crack, but we call them opposing cracks, meaning that cracks could exist in a foundation that a certain corner of that foundation is cracking and settling away. So look for those signs, because typically if you're seeing uneven floors or a certain corner of that house seems to slope down, mm-hmm. could be a foundation issue. And again, that's where you bring a professional in to look. But we're also seeing where people have repaired those cracks to try and hide them. Anytime you see something that looks like a foundation has been repaired, it's a big flag. Because foundations typically shouldn't require repairing. If it's been painted, another thing.
Yeah.
Lastly is moisture in the crawl space. And again, we're here in the Northwest where moisture is our friend. It's also when you look at walk around the outside of a building and you see a pipe sticking out of one of the foundation vents, either a white pipe or black pipe, it means there's a sump pump under there. Sump pumps only go into places where there's extra water that they're trying to get rid of. Look at the ground outside. Is it mushy and soft?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see these signs that they're trying to get water out of the foundation? Those are the things that sometimes people won't mention that there's an issue, but there are signs that there are issues.
Okay. So, Brian, we've talked about the outside of the house. Let's go ahead and move into the inside. What are some hidden issues that you see with inside the home?
Well, a lot of your issues are going to happen around moisture areas. So let's talk about plumbing and fixtures and where they connect to walls, floors, and cabinets. So what you'll see is a lot of times, let's say kitchen sinks, for instance, people seem to pack a large amount of stuff into their kitchen sink. It's under their sink in their cabinet. It's amazing. You open it up and you wonder why the doors aren't popping off.
Yeah, huh?
Well, if an investor gets in there and he hasn't had a chance to see the house, he or she, then they're like, oh my gosh, we have this issue under the sink.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We're going to dry it out, and then we're going to put some vinyl over the top of it. No one will ever see it.
Mm.
I always look underneath those things because inevitably I always find damage under under those areas. So other places are as well in the bathroom sinks. Look around the floors, like around your bathtub and around the toilets. If there's some differences in the flooring, some deficiencies you might see there, maybe it's not smooth. Another way they're doing it is they're putting in, the laminate flooring is the fix-all for everything right now. So they're putting laminate flooring over top of existing bathroom floors instead of tearing it out and making sure there's no damage underneath.
Yeah.
A lot of times we'll get in, there was a brand new floor, and get in a crawl space, and the subfloor is rotted out.
Yeah.
and they just went right over the top of it.
Wow.
You know, so those are the things, you know, and again, going back to looking at your ceiling.
Yes.
You know, which all transfers from the attic down, your roof. If your roof line is sagging, you can,
yep.
you know, it just transcends, like Keith was saying, it just transcends through the whole building.
Yeah.
So
I, you know, there's just a lot of issues that could come up with hidden
right.
issues, things that maybe trying to avoid from you seeing, and just be cautious of that. And thank you guys for coming in and bringing this into studio, and we'll have you back again soon.
Thanks, Tina.
Thank
Pleasure
you.
To be here.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up next on the Money Hour, Caring Transition Seattle, understanding the why of what they do. Jennifer Black with Caring Transition Seattle right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.